Sheila Jordan first performed with only a bass player for Company in the early 1960s. But it wasn't until 1977 that she recorded in this duo format, and it wasn't until a few years later that she found her ideal accompanist in bassist Harvey Swartz. Swartz is ideal because he responds instantly to the singer's darting moves, and because he's so at ease with his instrument. With Jordan, he's a proverbial one-man band, using his bass as everything from a singing horn to a music box to a bongo. But he never forgets the bass player's responsibility to keep time and outline the harmony. Swartz's orchestral approach keeps the format from sounding like a gimmick.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses I sprinkle with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Sheila Jordan and Harvey Swartz have been working together off and on throughout the 80s. But so far, they've only had one album out in the States, the 1982 recording, Old Time Feeling. It had gone out of print, but has just been reissued on the Muse label.
Nothing's ever simple, and times are kind of tough. The things I really love, I just don't seem to get enough. I miss that old time feeling much more than I can say. The joy in my heart has gone away.
Sheila Jordan's music has always been peppered with autobiographical references. The recording that put her on the map in 1962 was bandleader George Russell's rearrangement of a tune she'd sung as a kid in Pennsylvania coal country, You Are My Sunshine. For the duo album, she set lyrics to a bebop tune, Quasimodo, by her idol and inspiration, Charlie Parker. When Jordan was a teenager in Detroit, she'd sneak into bars to hear Bird play.
At times I wonder where my life would be if I never heard the music of Bird back when I was just a kid. I listened to each precious note floating out of his horn so many years ago. What a treat it used to be for me to hear him, the thrill of being near him. I live for every song that he played from his heart. Bird brought a special world to me, and by leading the way, I've learned to live my life from the dues that he paid. He turned me on to sounds I never heard before by putting all those magical tones into every single phrase. Somehow I find it rather strange knowing that there are those of us who really love him, while so many aren't even aware of his name. I feel blessed that I grew up spending all of those wonderful years surrounded by the joy that he gave. There's nothing in life that will ever have the meaning for me or can give me the thrill like hearing Charlie Parker. Yeah, baba, baby, it is midday. Hey, do-do-do-do. Hey, da-da-da-day. Sa-ga-da-da-da-day. Hey, da-da-da-day. You do-da-da-da-day. You da-da-da-da-day.
Charlie Parker's complex bop left an obvious mark on Jordan's scat singing, but often her scat has a childlike unself-consciousness too. And on the song, Whose Little Angry Man Are You?, from the musical Raisin, she seems to draw on the sound or spirit of Native American chanting. That sort of abandon can be risky, and there are times when Jordan gets so caught up in a song, she almost goes right over the edge. But that's one of the things I like about her. She doesn't have the smug composure of a supper club singer, so even when she gets low down and smoky, you know you're not listening to a lounge act. By the way, longtime Jordan fans will be glad to hear that her elusive early 60s album for Blue Note, Portrait of Sheila, is supposed to be reissued soon on CD. These reissues are good news, but since Jordan at age 60 is singing better than ever, And since she hasn't recorded an album in this country in over 4 years, what we really need are some new Sheila Jordan records.